thought a baby would be more fun. All he does is eat, sleep, and cry.
Guess what? You could learn a lot from a baby. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures to help you grow your faith. My name is Zach, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before we get to our story, I'd like to turn to the New Testament book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, and I'll read verses 1 through 4. It says, "So then, stop doing anything to hurt others. Don't lie anymore, and stop trying to fool people. Don't be jealous or say bad things about others. Like newborn babies hungry for milk, you should want the pure teaching that feeds your spirit. With it, you can grow up and be saved. You have already tasted the goodness of the Lord." Our story today is called A Good Little Teacher. "The baby is crying again," complained Brianne. Mom walked over to the cradle and picked up the fussy little bundle. "The baby has a name," she said. "This is Michael, and you need to be a little more patient with your brother. He's only 3 weeks old."
"I know, Mom," grumbled Brianne, "but I thought a baby would be more fun. All he ever does is cry, eat, and sleep."
Mom settled into the rocking chair. "You're right about that," she agreed. "I fed Michael just a few hours ago, but I think he's hungry again." The fussing stopped as soon as Mom started to feed the baby. Brianne watched resentfully. "I guess I should have known that a baby who can't do anything is just a lot of trouble," she muttered.
"He's more than just trouble," said Mom. "He's cute and lovable, and if you try, you can learn a lot from Michael. He's a good little teacher."
"A teacher?" said Brianne. "How could he possibly be a teacher?"
"Get your Bible and find the book of 1 Peter," said Mom. "Read the second verse of chapter 2 out loud." Brianne found the verse quickly. "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation," she read aloud. Mom continued to rock and feed the baby.
"What is Michael doing now?" she asked Brianne.
"Eating," answered Brianne, "but he's almost asleep again." After a moment, she added, "I guess he's eating and snoozing at the same time."
"If I had just rocked Michael or given him his pacifier without feeding him, what would he have done?" asked Mom.
"Cried," Brianne replied. "He wouldn't have been happy until he got his milk."
"Right," said Mom. "And that's the example God wants us to follow when it comes to his word. He wants us to be so eager for it that nothing else can satisfy us. That's one thing you can learn from watching Michael. He enjoys his food and is comforted by it and can rest again after he eats. As we read the Bible and learn more about our relationship with God, we can find comfort and rest in it too. So what about you? Are you as eager for the Word of God as a baby is for milk? Milk doesn't just help babies grow. It also brings them fullness and comfort. The Bible is like that too. It not only helps us grow in our spiritual lives, but it also satisfies us and brings us comfort and rest. Read your Bible every day, and you may soon find it's something you can't live without. Our key verse, once again, 1 Peter 2, verse 2. It says, "Like newborn babies hungry for milk, you should want the pure teaching that feeds your spirit." And our key thought for the day, learn from the Bible. If the Keys for Kids stories are a big part of your everyday, I think you'll want to check out more great stuff from Keys for Kids Ministries. Go find your mom and dad and then take them online to keysforkids.org. While you're there, you can listen to Keys for Kids Radio, play games at Camp Bianchi, and grow closer to God. Have some fun at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.